Hello, you mob. This is a message from the mob called CSIRO. We are scientists. Today, we're going to talk about gas here in the Northern Territory and that thing called fracking. We will talk about what things can happen when fracking is done. There is always a little bit of methane gas in the air we breathe. Other methane gas comes from when gas drilling mob drill for natural gas. So, at the Beetaloo, CSIRO mob went around measuring how much methane gas is in the air we breathe and also comes out of the ground when gas drilling mob drill down to get natural gas. How did CSIRO mob find that methane gas? There's lots of natural gas in the Beetaloo southeast of Katherine. That gas comes from shale rock. TOs, the traditional owners for that country, gave permission to the CSIRO mob for them to drive around some of that country to measure how much methane gas is in the air. The CSIRO mob also looked around to find out where that methane gas came from. The CSIRO mob learned that Beetaloo is like many other places out bush in the Northern Territory and all over Australia, away from towns and cities. We learned that some methane gas is always in the air that people breathe. This is called the background level of methane gas. In some other places, there was a little bit more methane gas than there is in the background level. Where does this extra methane gas come from? Some of it comes from cattle, some of it from big cities and small communities, some from fires, some from termites, some from wetlands, and some from gas pipelines that run along the top of the ground. What is mapping? CSIRO mob made maps of methane gas in the Beetaloo. Those maps show how much methane gas there is and where it comes from and goes to. From that, CSIRO mob know how much of that extra methane gas there is. We will also know how much more methane gas there might be later on when gas drilling mob begin drilling. Thank you for listening. We will tell you more about this later.